Manila after a very long day in some of the remote communities of the Philippines hard hit by Typhoon Haiyan. It's very noisy where I'm at right now because I'm inside a U.S. Air Force C-130, which is flying us from Clark Air Base to Villamore Air Base in Manila. We went out to the USS George Washington, then got on a Seahawk helicopter and went to a number of remote and isolated communities that were virtually wiped out by the typhoon. We dropped off bags of aid that both came from the United States and the Philippines. We spoke with people on the ground at the locations, and the message was the same. Thank you very much, but this is nowhere near enough. In some places we visited, they said that they had had no food, no water. This coming from children. In other places, the supplies were down to one day left. And the USS George Washington and its carrier task force have 23 helicopters flying daily into these locations. We don't know how much longer this is going to go on. The next phase is beginning with the arrival of other U.S. naval vessels that will take Marines, perhaps 1,000 or more Marines on the shore with amphibious capabilities. And that way they'll be able to get large amounts of supplies, much larger than they can get in with small helicopters into these communities. Sarah?
Have any of the military officials you've spoken with talked about getting further assistance or what might further be needed to get to the people of these devastated areas?
No, they're pretty much focused on just handling the logistics of distributing the aid that's coming in. They all say from the U.S. military that they are working in close coordination with the Philippines military and Philippine civic authorities, and that they are telling them basically where they should be dropping off this aid. Additionally, representatives of the World Food Program are on the ground. There's also a USAID liaison that's been embedded with the Joint Task Force 505 that's been set up to also give their input into what aid should be delivered and where.